In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We are a people who live by a creed, in a sense. And that is, we see everything and live everything in the light of eternal life. Everything that we do, all of our thoughts, words, actions, everything is called to be seen in the light of eternal life. In a very real sense, this reality that we live was inaugurated on this day of the Ascension. Of course, in many ways, in the Gospels, it points to this reality and truth. But on the Feast of the Ascension, we are very much aware of something happening. And that is, not only Jesus ascends into heaven as God, he also ascends into heaven as man. That is good news indeed for us. Because as Jesus has ascended to the Father, we too are called to ascend to the Father as well. We too are called to enter into, by grace, this divine life that God offers us. If our life was considered a book, I think we can see it in two ways. One is our life can be considered almost the entirety of a book, and the table of contents, or the index at the end, the postscript, would be our entrance into eternal life. But we know that's not true. The truth of the matter is, our life on earth is like the preface of a book, and the rest of the book is our life, which is eternal life, fullness of life, life in which there's no sorrow or pain or sighing, but life everlasting. There's an interesting comment that one of the angels says to the apostles, "Why are you looking up?" as Jesus ascends into heaven. And that's a reminder that we are now called to be Christ in this world. Christ is now ordained us, in a sense, because we are all priests, to be Christ. And we are to be Christ not only by following his commandments, which gives us true life and freedom, but it also means that he has commissioned us as well to go forth, as he commissioned the apostles toward the end of the gospel. Go forth, preach the good news, baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So we have this commission as well to be ambassadors of Christ, but not only ambassadors, but to be Christ himself. That is why this feast is so awesome when we think about it. That God, who becomes man, now brings our fallen humanity into newness of life. And now we have nothing more to be afraid of. I think sin, a lot of times, is a result of fear of death. We try to clutch on to all the things that we can because we think it's the only thing we have. But when we proclaim, as we did during those 40 days after Easter, that Christ is risen from the dead, trampling upon death by death, well, we have total freedom. And as Jesus says many, many times in the gospel, do not be afraid, we become fearless followers of Christ. And that is where we have the promise that is given us today, which gives us great hope and joy. But we also have a mission that God has given us on this earth that is uniquely our own. And when we fulfill this mission, we are, in a sense, responding to the angel said, "Why are you looking up?" We are now looking up in a sense of joy, in the risen Lord who's being glorified, but we also know that the Lord is with us as he says, "Do not be afraid, I am with you always." The blessing of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages.